And welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, June 16th, 2018. It is Season 12, Episode 22. I'm Scott.
I'm RJ.
And I'm Matt.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome, Matt, back after quite a long time away.
Thank you. Just a little while.
Well,
about a month.
You know, almost a month. Given the fact, I know we didn't have an episode in between some of that, but... Anyway, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
If you would like to get in touch with us, I'm kind of moving along because there's a lot to go over.
Almost like something happened last week.
I know, you would think. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. Don't even worry about calling it until later, though, because we got a lot to run down. I would love to hear your opinions on E3 and stuff. And so, you know, if you want to wait until later in the show to call in and give us your thoughts on that, we'd love to hear it. To see if it kind of runs along with maybe our own here, but we all may have different opinions. I don't know. Check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at ingamechat. You can also find us on Facebook as well. You know what? Moltal didn't do a video for us this year.
He didn't.
I didn't even think.
We got an email, though, from.
We did get an email from Nabokov. I didn't even think to give him to reach out to him and ask him if he was going to be doing anything like that, but. You can email us, everyone, at ingamechat.net. Like I said, we're on Twitter. You can watch the show on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv and type in In-Game Chat up in the search bar there. You'll find us, and you can watch us live while we broadcast. What else do we have? The chat room, all that great stuff. Then I got to do this thing here real quick. Yeah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah. Click.
Done. So, yeah. Just trying to get to the nitty-gritty of everything here. All right, so it was E3, right? Yes.
Yes.
We talked about EA's, we talked about what EA did last episode. You were not here for that, but yeah, overall we were completely underwhelmed.
It seemed to be, I think that's going to be a recurring theme.
Yeah, totally underwhelmed from what EA had to show off. I mean, Anthem, RJ was totally not impressed with Anthem. I was just, I was upset because they didn't show us enough of how does this game work? Yes. How do you do these things? They didn't give us any kind of a deep dive. It was just like, here's more footage of Anthem. But it still didn't explain to me how a team worked together. Are there roles that people have to play? Is there are there classes? If there's not classes, then, are there special attributes to this one over this one, or what can I don't know.
Info would have been nice.
There's very little info about like the stuff in the game. Yeah. There was info as like a release date. There was info as apparently it's 4-player co-op type stuff. There was info that there's no PvP. There was info that loot boxes will be not involved whatsoever. You don't pay. EA was really big on this past time. That whole Star Wars thing really cut deep for them.
It did. Well, you know, good.
For now.
Yeah, for now, he's exactly right. And so, you know, there was Anthem. I call it Yarny 2, but it was Unravel 2.
Mm-hmm. Yarny 2 sounds...
That they released, you know, right then after the show. There was a couple of other indie things that were good to see. Sea of Solitude, which I'm very interested in more about, but that was nice to see. But there was sports... There was Battlefield, and that was really pretty much it. Respawn announced that they're working on a Star Wars game. But that was it. You didn't see anything. It's just like, hey, we're working on this. If it's anything like what we've heard from previous studios that say they're working on a Star Wars game, seeing is believing is all I'll say.
Yeah. And, Jedi Fallen Order. So, we know...
I mean, we got a title now. That's good.
And a timeline. It takes place between the Purge and between 3 and 4.
This was something we never got with Visceral's game from what Amy Hennig was working on for Star Wars. We never even got to the title phase.
Yeah.
I'm really curious. Oh, God, I would still love to see how far that game
there's
came
so along. There's so many, like, between that one and, like, 13-13, you know.
There's so many really good-looking dead Star Wars games.
Yeah, ideas for Star Wars games. You know, but no,
I would have loved
to
have seen fleshed out.
The Kinect, you know, dancing Han Solo. Instead,
at this point, our best of the Star Wars games have Lego in front of the title. As far as the modern stuff, really,
I can't.
Maybe Force Unleashed. I don't know.
Is that really modern? That's last gen.
Well, then, yeah, I guess so, because I think you do have Lego Force Awakens. Yeah, you do.
What current-gen Star Wars do we have?
You have Lego Force Awakens, that's about it. And I mean, you could go into the battle. You could go to the Battlefront.
Yeah, okay, yeah, Battlefront 1 and 2.
But that's so much a... There's no stories, and it's just so much a multiplayer.
There's a little story in 2, but...
Yeah.
That's why I got it.
Yeah. So anyway, and boy, they were apologetic when they were out on stage, too. They were very... It was almost Japanese shame-like with him out there. Very, very, like, we're very sorry.
Don't hand him a sword. Yeah,
we're very, very sorry for what we did. So, yeah, that was EA's. Let's move into what happened on, let's see, where's my E3 stuff? There's my E3 stuff. Everything that Microsoft showed at E3 2018. We're just going to go down the list here. We're going to eat this stuff up until we run out, and then we'll talk about... When we have time, we'll talk about what games we may have played or the rest of the news of the week. All right, they announced Halo Infinite. By announcing, I mean they showed a teaser and then they gave us no information other than Master Chief is in it.
And it's in a ring world.
Well, yeah, I mean that was the whole thing about Halo.
I mean, on the first game, but after that, like, when did, you know, after they
blew
it up?
Well, actually, Halo 1, 2, and 3 all dealt with, like...
Did 3 deal with the,
yes.
The Halo world?
ODST did not.
Okay.
But 3 did, because 3 was, like, this culmination of what they were trying to do with the actual Halo itself and what they were going to be doing.
Oh, the weapon?
Yeah. Halo 4, I have no... like, 3, like, capped it off, did their thing, and that was
and
done.
4,
I don't
Guardians.
Think, and Halo Guardians 5. Halo Reach didn't involve it.
Yeah.
ODST. So there's been plenty of games that haven't involved Ringworld.
I mean, that's one of the things that I really liked about the first one, was looking up and seeing the world curve up, you know, upwards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, so seeing that again with, like, current technology, I was like, all right, that... I don't know. It got my interest a little bit. I was like, all right, I'm curious what's going to happen.
You
with
say
this.
Current technology, but none of that was like in-game footage.
No,
that
but
they showed off.
The technology we have nowadays as opposed to the original Xbox when I first played Halo.
Exactly. There is no release date on Halo Infinite.
No.
And honestly, I'm going to tell you up front now that you're not going to get a lot of release dates
for much of this stuff.
There's not a lot of release dates out there for any of this stuff. Even the stuff Sony showed,
I know
none of it had release dates except for like Spider-Man as far as like the big stuff they showed off.
Release date for one of the games I'm super interested in.
Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
When we get to it, we will. But Halo Infinite was announced.
And pre-ordered.
There was no release date. There was no gameplay footage. Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
All right, good.
Which is a lot of S's to say. Wisps. That was shown off and given a date of 2019.
And I haven't played The Blind Forest.
I haven't either.
But the music, I know.
I've talked to Gareth plenty of times, but I've actually never played the game you've worked on, Gareth. I've listened to the music that you've composed. Actually, I've done that for a lot of your games, Gareth. But I haven't played any
of
your...
The best part of your games are you.
Yeah, really. I would say not so much on Ori. I've heard plenty of great things about Blind Forest. And I heard a lot of people excited for Will of the Wisps. So that's great, 2019. Then we got the game from Software. The makers, is that From Software? Dark Souls?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They showed off their ninja game. Did you get a look at any of this?
What, Shadows Die Twice?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that is a multi-platform title shown off at at Xbox's briefing. So
yeah,
The trailer was interesting. Mm-hmm. I think that's the one that made me think more of reminded me of Onimusha.
I can see that
more so than the
one at PlayStation's reveal.
Yeah,
which was I don't know. We'll
Ghost
get to
of Tsushima.
Ghost of Tsushima.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Shadows Die Twice made me think of how much I would love to have another Onimusha game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been PlayStation 2 is the last one that we had?
I believe so.
So.
This has a lot of stealth aspect to it from what I was reading about some other people who had actually gotten some time with the game or at least watched a demo being played while they were talked about it with developers. that there are stealth tactics in there. It's still got the difficulty that a Dark Souls and a Bloodborne has.
Nice.
Your arm there that is made of bone or whatever has your tools.
Made like, of stuff.
your grappling hook.
Yeah.
And I think like your axe or secondary weapon or something is in there.
Does he have a shield or something? Like,
he's got a shield that pops out as well.
Yeah.
I remember something.
Kind of like God of War?
Kind of like God of War.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that in God of War, your shield is something that you actually have to upgrade or something. I'm trying to remember if it's God of War that I'm thinking of or it was something else. There was something else, I thought, where you had to actually select your shield.
Mm-hmm.
And not, like, continuously have it out, but make sure that it's selected for when you want to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And this seems like something... I have no idea. I didn't get any info on the gameplay as far as using the shield or anything like that. There's also something... What do they call it? I don't have it open here in front of me. I can't remember what it is actually called, but there is some kind of mechanic that you can use that if you die, you can be resurrected there right on the spot using a potion or something that you've got,
mm-hmm.
a resource
that
you have. You can choose to just die, or you can choose to respawn. Some of the examples I gave was that one of the guys was going through one of the levels and was picking off some people here and there, just doing the stealth stuff so the big battle wouldn't be so hard. Anyway, got spotted. Got swarmed with enemies. They killed him, and then as he laid there, the enemies all walked back to their posts, and he popped right back up, went back into stealth, and continued to pick off more of the people, and then mm-hmm. then go back through it. So there was that aspect to it. The next thing that we got was surprisingly enough, because this wasn't Bethesda's, but it was Microsoft's. We got Fallout 76, mm-hmm. at least a trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a trailer. We didn't get details on this until later that night, but we did get a trailer for it, and I'll tell you, we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
We got the announcement of the awesome adventures of Captain Spirit, which take place in the Life is Strange universe. We did get a date for that.
I wouldn't mind playing Life is Strange.
Hmm?
I wouldn't mind playing Life is Strange.
I played like an episode of it. I haven't finished it.
Yeah.
But I played an episode of it.
Should be cheap now.
Oh, very cheap.
Yeah. So the entire, what is it, 4 or 5 episodes?
It's 5 of them for their first one. Then they did a sequel.
Yeah, they did season 2 or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Life is Stranger.
Yeah, beginning June 26th, this game will be free. The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit, whatever that's going to be. Then we got Crackdown 3, the game from which our music opens the show.
The Terry Crews yelling simulator?
Pretty much is what it was. And... we got a February 2019 date, which means, yeah, it was pushed back again, but February 2019, which seems to be a very busy date. Anthem is releasing in February of 2019. Crackdown 3 is releasing in February of 2019. Something else is getting a February release. We'll get to it, though. Oh, yeah. February 2019 is when we're getting the next Metro game, Metro Exodus.
Yes.
So that was shown off as well.
Excited about that. I like really that good. Series.
Enjoyed the hell out of that series.
Yes.
Much more than I thought. Oh, that's right.
Which is weird because, like, I mean, the tangent real quick. Oh,
that's fine.
The first Metro, 2046, uh-huh. 29, yeah. whatever. The first, you know, I bought it and I tried, like, a little bit of it and then I just stopped for, like, over a year. I didn't do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know, heard you guys talking about it. I'm like, you know what, maybe I should... It was one of the ones, like, back catalog kind of thing.
Of course. I've had Metro for God knows how long.
Let me try this, you know.
And I didn't play the first one until after I'd played the second one.
And then, like, I went through, I'm like, oh, this is good. Oh, this is good. And then I just, all right, yeah.
I remember having a shot at playing that. I think it was like a 2-in-1, it was a 2-for-1 deal on a PlayStation Store.
Oh, okay.
It was like Metro
the
2049
bundle.
And Metro, mm-hmm. what, 20XDX.
Metro Last Light.
Something like that. Yeah, it was a double pack, and I never got into it. It was like a... What was it, like $14-15 or something like that at the time? I didn't pick it up.
Though. It's weird how, like, I over a year, I didn't do anything with it. Then I got into it. I'm like, this is amazing.
I've heard of the series. I mean, I've never heard anything bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people have never heard when people pretty much enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was, No, it got a February 22nd, 2019 release date, which is another packed February. I don't necessarily know that any of these are going to hold their dates.
But for now, it's something.
Assume they won't.
Yeah.
They always give themselves a little wiggle room.
As crowded as it's going to be, I think they're going to push some stuff back.
It's going to be. I'm thinking it's going to be along the lines of they're going to see what comes out, and they say, I don't think we want to compete with that. Let's hold off a little bit on that one.
Well, we got a new trailer for it, but just previous, before Microsoft's thing, I think a day earlier, or even that morning, we finally got a release date, and it's January 29th of 2019, missing February by just that little smidge of a bit, and it'll be Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah.
So, I would love to be, you know, I'm excited for people who play Kingdom Hearts, that they're getting Kingdom Hearts 3. I'm not excited necessarily about Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
Because I would like to get into that, but I just never did.
That's one of those games I keep on trying to. I played one. I played two.
Don't force yourself.
But it's just, I love the Disney. I'm a huge Disney fan. I like the different worlds. I even enjoy, you know, like going to Tron World. I mean, the idea of it. I like Final Fantasy. Sounds like something that I would like. But the lore is so convolutedly out, you know,
I think they're releasing the. I think they're releasing everything else prior to that.
Yeah,
for current gen. I know that they've already done that with remixes and everything.
Yeah, and I've had the remixes too, but
I think they're doing
to,
it again.
You know, trying to remember what, you know, final version 2.38. You know, double down. It gets confusing.
What was it 3.5 or 2.5?
2. There's 1. There's 1.5, I think there's 2.5, there's another, I mean, they've had multiple re-releases.
Yeah.
You know, because then they add the, you know, Dream Drop Distance, they add in the card game, they add in, you know, all the stuff. The lore and
DLC,
the
basically.
Story of it all is just so much to wrap my head around that I'm just like, it hurts.
Then they showed off Forza Horizon 4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and said that weather is amazing and it's going to change everything. And then they showed people, I don't know, they brought people out on stage to play the game, but the game they were playing was going through like, let's change this. And I can understand that they could probably change these things on the fly, but I never saw a single car during that playthrough hit another car. And for whatever reason, it feels like those people were brought out as props and weren't actually playing the game.
No collision detection at all?
Oh, no, I'm sure there is. It's just they didn't show that.
I think the Devolver press conference nailed that one.
Oh,
with,
man.
You know, we're just going to have this person out here playing, you know, pretending to play a game that, you know, pre-recorded, you know, months in advance.
I really felt that way when they brought those people out. I was like, oh, they're going to play the game live. And then the more I watched the game being played live, the more I said, this does not look like people who are playing the game. And then when they changed the weather aspects and everything else, I was like, okay, something else. And then, like, there was a part when it was towards the end, and they're still apparently in this live demo where they changed the weather again, but then the camera completely broke from being behind the car and, like, panned up and did the, and went into this complete, like, B-roll thing where it showed the title and everything else. I was like, that is not... If we were just watching that, that is not.
Yeah,
that does not happen in your game.
That's a
lot. It just seemed. It's. I don't know. I'm being very cynical, but so good. We're getting a Forza Horizon 4. That's
for
fine.
All the people that like Forza. Awesome.
Horizon. Mm-hmm. I like it better than I do the Forza Motorsport, the sim part. Horizon's more the arcadey part.
Oh, okay. I know there's a difference.
There is. Yeah. There's Forza Motorsport like 7 launched with the game, and then Forza Motorsport. I think it was 8 that they showed last year, which is why they had a car on stage last year.
Yeah, I remember that.
But that's the semi part of the thing, and Horizon's more the arcadey part of the thing. Then they talked about all the studios that they went and bought. Just massive...
Gobble them all up.
Corporate takeover.
Mm-hmm.
They acquired Undead Labs, makers of State of Decay. They acquired Playground Games, who made Forza Horizon. And they also bought Ninja Theory, who made the Hellblade game.
Yeah.
And a bunch of others, actually. Okay. They also bought Compulsion Games. Compulsion Games being the one we talked about last on the last episode about The Happy Few.
Yeah.
and Contrast, mm-hmm. who I thought were in pretty good beds with at least Sony for when they did the, was the launch of the PS4 whenever they were on PS Plus. But now Microsoft owns them.
Is this like one of those things, like just come up with a quick, cute little indie game in the hopes that Microsoft buys you out?
I don't think any of these companies were hoping Microsoft would buy them out.
Really?
I don't think so. I don't really. Maybe Undead Labs, because they've been in bed with Microsoft for a while. And Forza Horizon guys, that's fine. But Ninja Theory has never been like... Ninja Theory and Compulsion were never two studios that were, we'll make this game exclusively for you, or can you help us out to make this game, or anything like that.
Yeah, but when Microsoft rolls, knocks on your door with, hats made of money.
Well, I don't necessarily blame them for taking the money hat.
Not at all. I would.
I was a bit on the side of James's, though, whenever James' side, whenever he was talking about everybody applauding the buyout of these companies. I thought, have you seen what happens to companies that Microsoft buys?
Yeah.
Go back and look at Lionhead Studios. Well, you can't, because they're gone.
I mean, Bungie.
Well, Bungie's still around.
Yeah, but, it's not the same. They're not doing Halo.
They're not. And I think but I place more of the blame on Bungie than I do on Microsoft.
Yeah.
And maybe I put it on Microsoft. I don't know. Microsoft let them go, but said, look, we need to keep the Halo IP. You guys can go off and do your own thing. But also, we get first right refusal on anything you guys make.
Yeah.
As well. So that says that means that we come to you and say, hey, Microsoft, we're working on this game. Do you guys want to be behind it? And they get the first chance at either jumping on it or backing off of it. Nobody else does. And so I don't know. I know Bungie wanted to get out from the Microsoft hat. Mm-hmm. And I think they're actually doing fine. I think we've had more Destinies than we've had more Halos in the time since that's happened. But it's all been Destinies.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, FASA, they killed that one.
Who's that?
FASA.
Who? No.
MechWarrior.
Oh, okay.
They're the ones that...
I didn't know Microsoft bought them.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Pretty sure. Yeah.
Back heard from them since.
No.
Jeez.
It's a good move on Microsoft's part to have these studios in-house, to have them working on games for them. I mean, it's a good move for them to... Because a lot of the things that I've always mentioned about Microsoft and what I use my Xbox for, I use my Xbox to watch apps. Very rarely do I use it to play games. Because they're just not bringing in the exclusives.
Yeah, it's kind of like what I said about no matter how good your system is on paper, if you don't have the library for it, what's the point?
I'm really not kidding. I play Burnout Paradise Remastered is a multi-platform title. I play it on Xbox because it was cheaper at the time it released,
mm-hmm.
and I had some points or something, some credit, so that's why I bought it there.
Right.
Some backwards compatible gaming I do on there as well, but new gaming is very rarely done on my Xbox. Mm-hmm. And the new gaming that is actually done on my PlayStation 4 are exclusives. The Lost Legacy from Uncharted, mm-hmm. Horizon Zero Dawn, mm-hmm. God of War, Last of Us Remastered. So Uncharted 4, that was another one that was there that was a complete exclusive.
Yakuza series.
That's right.
Yeah. So, moving on. Yeah, we're about at the time we need to take. I wanted to try and get done with Microsoft. Am I there yet?
Right.
Good the chat God, room, I'm not.
See, in the chat room, Morco said they Microsoft need to get more studios. Probably because of what we were talking about.
Exactly,
they need something. They need more stuff on
their
system.
All right. So we're only. Here's the thing. If you want to talk about who showed off games at E3, Microsoft's going to be your clear winner here. And not necessarily good games or games that you might want to play, but just the volume of games that they showed off. Microsoft completely walked away hands down a winner on that one.
They asked who wants to drink from the fire hose.
They really did, and they opened it up. And they weren't all exclusives. I mean, the stuff we've already gone through, I think I've only covered, three exclusives?
Yeah.
And that was four. Halo Infinite, but I don't even know that that's going to be on an Xbox One. That might be on the very next Xbox iteration, because that's way, way out. But Ori is exclusive to Xbox, but you can also play it on PC. Crackdown 3 would be the other one. Forza Horizon 4.
Yeah.
So three games out of everything I've just covered are exclusive to the platform. And it still gets into the non-exclusives coming up. We got to take a break, though. So last week I covered music from past E3 games, E3 trailers, that sort of thing. This week I'm going to cover the music that you heard in E3 just last week. So
that's the theme? We know it already?
Yeah, I can't. There's no way I can do this. Because I'm about to play music from Last of Us 2.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't really, that's it, I can't. There's no way to hide that. Especially the other stuff that comes up in the show. There was no way I could hide it last week either. So I just kind of threw that out there.
Throw it out.
Yeah. We'll be back. We'll cover more of Microsoft stuff here on In-Game Chat. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. We're doing our E3 recap here. I'm Scott, along with RJ and Matt. Music, we already talked about it. This is from Ori and the Will of the Wisps. I have to say it that way. It's hard for me not to. Gareth Coker's work for this, the sequel to Ori and the Blind Forest. So we're only about halfway through Microsoft's presentation here.
And none of it is Midtown Madness.
No. Nor will it be. We're gonna, like, so we covered Fallout 76, but we don't get detail to that until we watch Bethesda's later on that night. Same thing with this next game. We won't know more about it until the next day, but they showed off the cringiest of cringe multiplayer gameplay of The Division 2, which is... Nobody ever talks the way that they talk when they try to do that fake, these are people playing the game talking type thing. It's horrible.
That would be not acceptable for broadcast.
It's so horrible. It is bad. Mm. But they showed that off. There really wasn't anything that sort of... it was hard for me to get past just them talking to each other in such a horrible way that...
You think they'd learn by now.
For me to pay attention much as to what was going on.
Did y'all like Division...
I did. It was a bad time for me.
I liked it, but in a way, I liked Ghost Recon better, in the fact that the enemies in the Division were too bullet spongy. Mm. You'd go through like five clips one person.
They were very
how knife resistant were they?
Huh?
How knife resistant were they?
I don't know. Usually didn't try and get that close enough to knife them.
Couldn't throw your knife or anything.
I don't think you had a knife throwing ability. Yeah.
Okay.
In the Division.
Yeah.
Okay. No, because in my experience, usually everyone's bullet sponges, but they want one knife in the foot, and they're gone in one shot.
No. Like, at least with Ghost Recon, you know, for the most part, unless it's like a heavy, you know, it's more of that tactical, you know, one or two shots and they're down.
Mm-hmm.
They just swarm. You know, I like that. If they could counter that in Division 2, where they're not quite. As, you know, it doesn't take like five clips just to take down one normal enemy.
About headshots, did that make a difference?
Not really.
Wow. Okay. Jeez.
There were I mean, like some of them maybe carried gas canisters, and you could shoot those, and that would that would take off a chunk of damage of them.
Okay,
you know,
that's good.
If not, kill them outright.
But a headshot wouldn't.
No, it's
no difference between doing a shot in the chest and a shot in the head.
It didn't seem like. I mean, not.
Okay.
It was played it forever, so
yeah, it's
I
been a
remember.
Minute. Okay. But I think for last remember is negligible. I mean, because I loaded it back up a while ago. I'm like, let me try that again. And just running around, I'm like, oh, it just takes.
I was late to the party on that game, so like you guys had moved up, couldn't play with me, and there was really, I was just behind on it. So it'll be nice to join you guys full on when this thing releases March of next year.
Mm-hmm.
But we did get more.
I'll try it.
More details about that at the Ubisoft press conference. The next game they showed was Shadow of the Tomb Raider, which we're getting on September the 14th. So they showed some gameplay of that. It felt like Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider.
Really?
I'm there.
So, yeah.
You know, I enjoyed the last two. So, yeah, I'll be there for this one.
Just more Tomb Raider. Then we got a trailer for a game called Session, which at first I was thinking it was Skate 4, but it wasn't. It's just a game called Session, and apparently you're a skateboarder. That's all we know. That was it. Then we got a look at Devil May Cry 5. That is coming out in spring of next year. It was Devil May Cry 5. It was not the same. It was not Ninja Theory. Because I loved Ninja Theory's Devil May Cry game.
Yeah.
The way the level design was done and everything else, loved that. That was called DMC, I think. Even though it was Devil May Cry, but everything was kind of like, it was a different take on the series, but I really, really enjoyed it. And this is not sticking with that. It's going back to the I don't want to say roots, but going back to the main Dante timeline type stuff. I don't exactly know everything that's happened in that timeline, but
focus still seems to be Nero.
Yeah, DMC seemed to sit outside of that. It was like DMC, Devil May Cry 1, 2, 3, and 4. Then there was DMC that just kind of sits on the other side, and then DMC 5 that comes out afterwards. So,
some alt-world version of
nice little. But I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Really, really liked that. They showed off the Cuphead expansion, which was interesting to see because it took Cuphead forever to release, and now they have an expansion, which will be out next year. Then they showed off Jump Force, which I guess is a fighting game between a bunch of anime characters.
Yeah.
You're familiar with this?
I'm familiar with it, but I've never been interested in that format, really.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of like a PlayStation Battle All-Stars or something like that.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
that.
Some, like, you know, some just hodgepodge of all these different characters thrown together in a tournament or whatever.
In a random weirdness that makes no sense?
Yeah, like, yeah, Goku versus, what's that dude from One Piece?
One Piece dude.
The dude from One Piece, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, Luffy, that's it, yeah. Luffy versus Goku, something like that. Satisfy all those debates about who would win the battle.
I want a Tetsuo like versus Canada. That's what I want.
Canada.
Yeah, or Canada.
Canada.
Depending on which which version of movie I've, you know, like which dub you watched, I've heard it pronounced multiple ways throughout the decades.
From what I looked at, that'll sell. The Jump Force sell pretty well, I think.
Yeah, I know what you're feeling about the pronunciation, because when I watched Square Enix, well, I'm even pronouncing it wrong now. They had, what's his name? David...
Hayter.
No. The dude that voiced Spawn.
Oh.
And he was in Something About Mary as the dad. You can't get the beans above the Franks.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Or how do you get the Franks above the beans? Or the Frank
Keith David.
Yeah, Keith David. That's who it was. Keith David pronounced Square Enix as Square Enix, and I said, really?
Yeah.
That's how you pronounce? Because obviously the company had to approve the voice acting and everything, it's Square Enix. I had no idea.
You say that, but I've heard George Lucas, butcher the names of the planets that he's created in Star Wars, so.
I have a monitor for my computer. It's by, this is Acer, but my monitor is an Asus. But it's no. It's Asus.
Yeah.
It's Asus.
I mean,
Not Asus.
In one interview, Asus. He'll call it Hoth, and the next interview, he'll call it Hoth. And you're like, make
up
your
mind. I've never heard host.
I have.
I've never heard host.
The many interviews I've heard from George Lucas.
It's like somebody saying host, but with a lisp.
Yeah. Oh.
He's the host of the show.
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, they're down on host. And you're like, host? What the heck is that?
The next game that they showed off and did, you know, actually brought somebody out on stage to talk about it. And, you know, not just somebody. They brought out Chris Avellan. It was Dying Light 2.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I've been, you know, hats off to Techland who made Dying Light. I never really, I always got a vibe from it that it looked really good, but that it probably wasn't going to go very far. They were trying, it felt like they were trying to merge a zombie.
Dead Island?
Well, kind of Dead Island with Mirror's Edge.
Yeah.
It was first-person parkour with zombies. And
then they're not going to do any kind of discounts for, like, you know, 5 years later.
Yeah, and I just, I didn't, I just never expected it to be what it was. I remember going in and sitting down at, I think it was either an E3 or a PAX. I saw it a couple of times, and the guys from Techland were showing it off, and they were very impressed with what they had, and I was very impressed with what they were showing me. And I said, good job, guys, and that sort of thing. And then I saw him at PAX again and actually sat down with Chris. He went over some of the stuff on how to play the game and was still, you know, right there with it. But I had no idea it would become as successful as it has. And warrant a sequel that is coming out. Well, they don't have a date.
I enjoyed the first game. I have it on my PS4,
mm-hmm.
and it's fun. I would love to get on the PC, but it's like the Call of Duties that, you know.
Mm.
They just don't put them on sale.
I see somebody's mentioning Ubisoft in the chat.
How to pronounce?
Well, here's the thing. I got my lesson on Ubisoft very early. It was my very first PAX, which I think goes back to 2007. Was my very first PAX, and I was invited into a discussion with them about what was the game? It wasn't Sam and Max because that's Telltale.
Yeah.
But it was, I can't remember what it was, but somebody asked the question and asked about, you know, how do you pronounce, is it Ubisoft or is it Ubisoft? And they said originally it was called Ubiquitous Software,
mm-hmm.
and that's how we got Ubisoft.
Yes.
So you just take Ubiquitous and then Ubi, there you go. Exactly like you pronounced, Ubisoft.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you don't call it Uplay, it's Uplay.
Exactly.
I learned that from 99 E3 when we went.
Uplay.
Like, back when
Uplay.
Yeah, there you go.
Ubisoft was like, you know, still fledgling, you know, not as big as it is now. And yeah, that's where like, no, it's Ubisoft, not Ubi.
The next game they showed off after Dying Light 2 was, well, they didn't show off a game, they just gave us a title, Battletoads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then they showed off the trailer
the
for
version of that one.
Just Cause 4. and so...
Yes! Oh my god, I saw some gameplay of that. That's got me excited.
Yeah, December 4th of this year is the release date on Just Cause 4.
The guys from Achievement Hunter, Rooster Teeth, they got to play some of that.
Mm-hmm.
And just watching some of the shenanigans they were getting into with, like, you know, the balloon... You know, tether that you have now,
yeah,
and stuff. They had like one of the cars there, like driving it,
yeah.
And like it started ballooning, it, and so it's rising up, and they hit the boost. And then,
so instead of a chute, you have a balloon tether now.
Well, you still have your parachute,
oh, okay,
but like your tether can also now shoot balloons that will inflate.
Okay,
and so you can like inflate things, and it'll like start rising up, yeah. And you can explode.
I wonder if you can still do rocket cows from 3.
I'm sure.
Pretty much, yeah.
I think they just add to it. It looks just as stupidly dumb as the last one, which was so much fun.
Yeah.
I said it in the chat room. Every Just Cause that comes out is just the developer saying,
what did we want
to
add?
We saw what you modded to our other game.
Yes.
So now we're putting it in this one, basically.
Yeah.
Multiple tethers, as many as you need.
Yeah. Let's just have
just
fun with this.
A bunch of stuff. Yeah, it just seems like that's what they do, is they just watch the mod community and then say, let's put that in the game.
I respect that.
Yeah. I do, too. This is not something, I mean, unless I get it for one of those off-the-back-of-the-truck type deals, I'll wait for a sale on it just because of what I got out of the Just Cause 3. I got a lot of fun with it.
I played throughout the entire thing.
I did, too.
And it was fun. It seemed
I
not as...
still could have paid less than what I remember.
It didn't seem as the world didn't seem as lived in as 2. 2 seemed more populated, I think, to me, than 3 did. 3 seemed more like a big open empty spaces, where 2 seemed like there's more villages around, more people around. I don't know. But I still enjoyed it. It was still crazy fun.
The next thing they showed off were a pair of Gears games. Gears Tactics. And then also some kind of mobile game with the Funko Pop characters. And then they showed off a cutscene from Gears 5.
They're trying to get that Lego vibe going with the pop figures, yeah.
So they showed off Gears 5, and we got no date on that either. What else? They did say they're working on the next iteration of the Xbox console, and then as they closed, they showed off Cyberpunk 2077 from CD Projekt Red. So, Cyberpunk 2077, it is
finally
getting closer.
Yes.
There is no date.
No, but, I mean, more so than, what, was it 2 E3s ago that they had that trailer?
Yeah. Something like
2
that.
Or 3?
It was right after or around the time The Witcher 3 released.
Yeah.
They said, we've got the rights to Cyberpunk 2077, and we're gonna do something with that. And so we finally got that shown off. They did confirm that they are aiming for current-gen consoles.
Good.
For this to be released on. As well as PC, obviously. But that gives you some idea as, okay.
Hopefully a window will come out.
It should be released here in the next 2 years, I would say.
Yeah.
So that's what they're aiming for that way. Some people got to see some demo play or gameplay demo, which was, it was odd because it's RPG, but it was done in first-person mode. And so people called it a first-person shooter because there was a lot of gunplay, but they were very, very stressful in the fact that this is not an FPS, it's not a shooter, but you do play the game in first-person, but it is still it's a first-person RPG.
Yeah.
Is what they want to call it, so that's what it got. Let's see, a few other notes from this. Nier Automata was confirmed to be coming to Xbox this month. Sea of Thieves is getting 2 expansions. There was a story trailer for Battlefield 5. There was a new look at We Happy Few. A new mode for PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. Halo the Master Chief Collection is coming to the Xbox Game Pass.
It needs to come to the PC.
Let's see. Fallout 4 is getting the Games Pass as well. And then another game called Tunic, which is about the little fox running around, whatever that was. So that's what they showed off at Microsoft. Do I have enough time to hit Bethesda?
Oh, no. Hit someone else.
Well, hang on. I can hit somebody else. Let's
Devolver. That'd be
Well, I was going to hit Square Enix.
Okay.
Because that was even less. They showed off Shadow of the Tomb Raider has expanded stealth options. They showed off The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit, which we'd already seen. Platinum Games doing a new game called Babylon's Fall. The Bayonetta Vanquish guys making a game called Babylon's Fall. Sometime in 2019 for the release date, they showed off more of Just Cause 4. And then they showed off a game called The Quiet Man. Did you see the trailer for that?
I did not.
It looks like a brawler, and the trailer says they'll be sharing more about it in August. The YouTube description of the trailer describes it as an immersive, story-driven, cinematic action experience, which sounds like quick time events.
Yeah.
Seamlessly blending high-production live action, realistic CG, and pulse-pounding action gameplay.
I'm trying to think of that game on PlayStation 4 that was like that. It was kind of like QT, like you said, I forget the name of it. It was like you're a driver, and you get roped into this con or scheme about
The Getaway?
Maybe. I don't know. But it was like a live-action film that you were just controlling through QTE or something like that.
Oh, really?
Something like that. I'm trying to think of the name of it right now.
I don't know
now.
About that one.
I like Motel says it looks like a redo of The Bouncer for Square Enix.
It did have. I was wondering.
And I was like, yeah, that sounds about, yeah.
When they were showing this, because it's like some dude walking through an alley and then he meets some thugs and then apparently he's deaf or blind or mute or I don't know what it was. It says it's a movie-like experience that can be completed in one sitting.
Yay! I'd love to pay $60 for that.
Yeah. look at that. I didn't even take like a minute to cover Square Enix's showcase.
Yeah.
Let's see. There was Ubisoft. We'll get into them later.
About 5 minutes
Nintendo.
Left.
We can throw in Devolver.
Yeah. Once again, the Devolver video was just...
Yeah, Devolver Digital's E3 show was
the breath of fresh air that we needed.
It really felt like it was.
You could tell they take themselves so seriously.
A pitch-perfect impersonation of frightening corporate passion, gore skits, and maybe some hints about some actual games. So what did they show off? They showed off Metal Wolf Chaos, which is some kind of mech-type game.
Yeah.
You're the president, and you're in a mech.
Yeah.
They showed off a game called Scum, which is like a prison brawler thing, a prison riot survival game. And then My Friend Pedro.
Which looks like a lot of fun.
Which looks amazing. I want to play My Friend Pedro so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, the game I was talking about was Late Shift. That was what it was called.
I haven't heard of that.
Yeah. It's basically, you're just following along in a movie, something like that.
Huh.
Late Shift. What was the one that...
Night Trap. Like.
Or Sewer Shark?
Yeah, Sewer Shark.
Yeah. Yeah, Shoot the Tubes, Dog Meat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
apparently, the Devolver, they had that, was it loot coin box or whatever?
They do have the loot. Mm-hmm. They had the loot coin. What was it called? The loot box coin.
Loot box coin. And I think it sold out.
Let's see. This item is not currently available. The officially unofficial loot box coin from Devolver Digital is seen in the Devolver Digital 2018 E3 press conference. Please note this coin is a 2.5 inch in diameter and has no actual value and by no means is to be considered cryptocurrency or a currency of any kind. You can't buy anything with it. In fact, it's insane for you to really buy it unless you want to prove your loyalty to Fork Parker, Nina Struthers, and the Devolver Digital Executive Board.
How much was it going for?
It was up there for like $130.
Jeez.
Uh-huh. It was up there. So, yeah.
Yep,
but it was people were buying it, though.
Oh, yeah.
People were buying
it. How many were made?
I have no idea.
I mean, collectors. I mean, like,
there you go. Collectors. There you go, right there.
When you get, like, a collector's edition or whatever, and it comes with little tchotchkes, is that worth anything, really?
At the time you buy it,
to you, yeah, maybe. It's something.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Who knows?
And then years later, you see it on some, like, eBay for...
pennies on the dollar?
Yeah.
And
or the opposite.
True.
Yeah. I'm just looking here to see. Okay. I'm just opening up my next tabs.
The coin price kept changing. Huh.
Yeah, it did, because it was based on, it was that whole cryptocurrency thing.
Yeah.
So sometimes it would go up, sometimes it would be down. Sometimes it would go up again and then go down again. So they were treating it. It was a complete joke.
Okay, yeah. But I'm guessing it's like multiple, people got to buy it. It's not just like one coin.
Oh, no, it wasn't just one coin.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. So. We could take this call real quick before we go.
All right.
Oops. Nope. Hey, you're on In-Game Chat. Who's this?
Yes, it's Alan McNeil. Dan Morris was promoting someplace and had some $11 ribs for Father's Day, and I can't figure out where it was.
Probably Fresh Market.
Fresh Market.
That's the only place I can think of.
It's on Perry Hill, that one?
Yeah, it's right. Actually, it's right down the road from the radio station.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I never did know where you guys were.
We're off of Carmichael Road.
Off of Carmichael.
So if you know where that's at, yeah, Perry Hill. But they're on Perry Hill. Fresh Market's there on Perry Hill.
Okay. I've been trying to find out an answer to this question. I may have to ask the main man that knows so much music there. They used to have a sign-on music. It was a real loud piano. Interludes to kick off stuff, and you used it a whole lot for a while. I haven't been using it lately.
How long ago was this?
Oh, it's been about a couple of months ago, and it was real loud and it's real strong, just real powerful. And they started off even like they were doing an ad for the police station that sells lawnmowers, or they'd kick it off one time when the manager was there. They used it as a kickoff. I just wondered if you would happen to know what that is. I have no idea. I'll have to ask Greg. He's a music man on everything like that. But I hadn't heard it lately.
No, I have no clue, man.
The big interlude, they're real loud and all that. But you think it's Fresh Market?
Yes.
Those,
Yeah, it is. That's my best guess for you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Anyway.
Yeah.
Part of our charm, folks. Get used to it.
And we take, you know, you take a question live on the air, you don't know what they're going to ask. So, and that's fine. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to cover on Bethesda's E3 show. We'll cover Ubisoft's E3 show. Mm-hmm. We'll cover Sony's E3 show. Will we do that all in 30 minutes?
Well, probably
not.
Out.
But, yeah, stick around for that. Speaking of Xbox's E3 show, I've got the music that was used just before the briefing on that one. I did this last week with EA's music before their briefing. Played that as a music bed here. So this is what Xbox was showing or was playing before they came on the air. So we'll be right back with more of In-Game Chat after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. Any idea where that comes from? It's got to come from something that we saw at E3.
Yeah.
It's something we've already talked about.
I don't know. I'm digging it.
Any idea?
Fresh
Microsoft?
Well, it's not Microsoft, but...
Oh, it's not from the Microsoft
conference?
We saw
it at the Microsoft, okay, saw it at the Microsoft conference.
Division?
Nope. Cyberpunk 2077.
Cyberpunk, okay.
Yeah. That's where that comes from. All right, so let's move on to Bethesda. Now, Microsoft was the largest. It was the longest one that we saw, and it was it had the most games to show off. Everything else, very pale in comparison. Bethesda showed off Rage 2 at the very beginning. They had Andrew WK come out and perform.
Yeah.
I have said so many times that you don't need music acts at your E3 thing. You don't need celebrities. You don't need anything.
And then...
And I'm still sitting by that, okay?
Yeah.
They did not need Andrew WK to come out. I'm happy. I am all
you like him,
giddy
right?
That they had Andrew WK come out. I love Andrew WK.
Yeah.
But no, that was a whole... He doesn't belong there. He doesn't belong there, and you could tell that from the people in the crowd who didn't understand what the hell they were watching. there were a few fans probably there who were enjoying that, but for the most part, nobody enjoyed that.
Did they have a look as if, why are you here?
Look, he did the soundtrack for the trailer, or I say he did the soundtrack. They used one of his songs for the trailer, and then they brought him out to do it. I have no idea why.
I guess like how Borderlands had the Cage the Elephant song at the beginning. Mm. You know, Rage 2 will have...
Yeah.
I get the feeling like Andrew WK, like the fans are kind of like how I am with Oingo Boingo. Like most people are like, who? You know, the amount of care that they give would be like close to zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt about that. I'm like, I don't care about this dude. He had that one party song, what, 30 years ago? Whatever, I don't care. But, I mean, the fans who like him, then yay, cool, yay.
Well, then they showed off Rage 2...
Yeah.
This seemed...
About as excited I am with this as I was with Rage.
It just felt generic.
Yeah.
I
tried Rage, and I didn't like it. Then I tried it a while back ago, then I didn't like it. It's one of those I keep on trying to go back to, and it has nothing for
I
me.
Never knew that I never knew that it was successful enough that it warranted a sequel.
Maybe it... Was it?
I don't know. Maybe it'll be, you know? Maybe they'll do better with it on the sequel. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But it comes out in spring of 2019, which means we're already locked with a ton of games around that time. Mm-hmm. Late February is just backed up to the brim. Division 2 hits March 19th.
Supposedly.
Yeah. So it's going to be crowded wherever it comes out, if it even stays in that launch window. They show Doom Eternal.
Doomy?
Or Doomy.
Eternal.
Yeah, I know. Doomy Eternal.
Yeah. I mean, I like the first Doom. The remake, whatever, 2016 Doom.
Yeah.
That was better than I thought it was going to be. This looks more the same.
Which more the same is perfectly fine. Perfectly fine to show off that. Then we got some DLC from Prey.
Which is out already.
Yes, Moon Crash, I think.
Yes.
It gives you a new game plus mode.
Yeah, which actually, I tried again.
Yeah, and a survival mode as well. The new paid DLC is Moon Crash, but the free stuff was a new game plus mode and a survival mode.
Survival mode, I mean, like, we're in the chat room just joking about how Prey's going to have the Battle Royale and everything.
Mm-hmm,
and,
yeah.
You know, because everything's getting that. And the survival mode sounds interesting, where you have one person, then the other, four or five are mimics. And
that's not wasn't survival mode is just how long you can last.
Oh, that's right. The one am I thinking about?
That's called Typhon Hunter.
Typhon Hunter. Yeah, that's right.
One human character takes on a group of five players controlling shape shifting mimics.
That could be interesting.
Very, very interesting.
If you have people to play it with.
Yeah, it's like a mode with Dead Space.
Then they showed off Wolfenstein Youngblood.
No, thank you.
I'm done with that.
No, thank you.
I'm really done with it.
You left a bad taste in your mouth on that one, didn't it?
It really did.
But it's set in the 80s, Matt.
Yeah, I know.
And you love the
80s. I love the 80s. Yes, no, I love the 80s, but I am not interested in this at all. I feel about the same way I do about this as I do Wonder Woman 84.
Then we got Fallout 76.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, look.
All right.
I ain't a Fallout guy, so you're going to have to take over the reins here and tell me what you think about that.
1998, I was working in the mall, in Montgomery Mall, right? At the electronics boutique before they, you know, I guess got bought out by GameStop, who owns everybody now. Anyways, Fallout came out. And it was a GURPS role-playing game. And, you know, I'm like, oh, this looks interesting. And I played it, and I fell in love with it. I'm like, oh, this is really, really cool. Mm-hmm. Isometric, turn-based strategy, you know, done by the guy who did Wasteland. I remember that back in the day, Brian Fargo. And then Fallout 2 came out, and I'm like, oh, this is great. And then they did Tactics, and I bought that. And, like, you know, since the very first Fallout, I've been there day one.
Right.
You know, with all of them. 3, New Vegas, which is one of my favorites.
3 was my first Fallout.
Okay.
Yeah, so I never did the isometric ones.
They did. They're hard to go back to now. They really are hard to go back to now.
Mm-hmm.
Just graphic, gameplay, everything. I still love them. They still hold a very dear place in my heart.
Right.
But, you know, even me, who loves to go back and, you know, revisit my nostalgia button for games, those ones I'm like, they're tough to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, New Vegas was my favorite. 4, you know, was fun. But this trailer for 76 is everything I do not want in Fallout.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take this, you know, I had to realize sometimes franchises go in directions that, you know, the fan base do not like. You know, I've come to grips with that with, you know, my Star Wars love.
Yeah.
And the toxicity in that fan base now that I can't stand. All right, fine. You know, sometimes you might be in a different place than it, and it's just not for you anymore. All right, cool. This is, from everything I've seen, I am not interested in. I do not like, I don't want to play with other people.
Yeah, when I looked at this, I started thinking about what I've been playing lately, Grand Theft Auto 5 online.
Okay.
It's just GTA 5's mechanics with now more people around the area messing with your stuff.
And more and people that, equals annoyance. You know, it'd be one thing if it was just like a strict, you know, co-op campaign with friends that I enjoy. Wasteland, you know, I mean, the Ghost Recon Wildlands, right? Mm-hmm. I enjoy that because we're not playing against other human beings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just me and Kevin, and if, you know, other guys, you know, eventually want
to
play.
A trusted group of friends to get together, working together to achieve
maybe
a common
it's just
goal.
Like, the older I get, that's the more, you know, grumpy I get about this, but, like, dealing with the strangers out there on the internet is, like, one of the worst things.
Well, look, there's probably going to be some option in there concerning, you know, some invite-only session, solo session, something like that. It's probably going to be something
against
like that.
Other people. So, in a way, it's kind of like the Fallout MMO that I never really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know you liked in 4 the base building.
Yeah, base building was I really liked that part.
Least favorite part of that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I could not stand that. I wanted nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you get to build up a whole fort. And then, guess what? People could blow it up with a nuke. And I'm just like,
oh, yeah, I read that part. Yeah, there are nukes still active. And you can, if you get to the code, you can blow stuff up.
West Virginia. Yeah. Who cares about West Virginia?
Why not?
Well, people in West Virginia probably care about West Virginia.
Well, let me say, why not? It's one of the states that hadn't been introduced using the series, right?
I liked it. I mean, whatever. That's their decision they want to go with. I mean, I would love to have had, outside the United States, a Fallout, in that universe, in that world.
Fallout China.
See what happened with the rest of the world. How are they dealing with it? What about Canada? With the annexation of Canada that the U.S. did. What about
any of the dialogue from Fallout 3, New Vegas, and 4? Do any of the dialogue reference the rest of the world at all?
Like 3
playing the game because I don't play
in
the
the first DLC for 3 was Operation Anchorage.
Yeah,
it you go into a simulation bubble and it does the first part of the war in the Fallout universe with China and when China invaded Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all about that.
Okay.
And so and that's been part of the lore ever since the very first one with the annexation of Canada with the fall of the economy. I mean, all these things, and China's the one that nukes us first. And then we retaliate and stuff. But I would love to see how the rest of the world is dealing with, the destruction of the world, basically, and civilization. And, all of the fallouts take place in America, but what about, Canada? What about Europe? What about South America? What about, Asia? What about anywhere else, you know? That, to me, would be more interesting than West Virginia,
Well, it comes out November 14th of this year. We'll see how well it does against previous Fallout releases.
SCM Fuller's is it an MMO? Not. I don't
feels
know.
Like it.
It feels like it. It feels like because you got your group of whatever. You could team up with people, and they said when the vault doors open and everybody at Reclamation Day and everyone leaves the vault, the people that you see out there are going to be real humans on the other end of that avatar. Yeah. And I'm like, yay.
Yeah, it's an MMO. It's an MMO with Fallout mechanics. So, modern Fallout mechanics. Yeah, there you go.
And then you could. Once they started talking about how they have the silos and you get the codes and, you could nuke bases or they can nuke your settlements, that's just when I was just like, no.
Okay.
Ugh.
No, that's perfectly fine. We've still got a lot more to go through.
I know. For such a series that I've been invested in for decades, this, to me, just... as of now, hard pass.
Okay. They showed off Elder Scrolls Blades, which was Elder Scrolls on mobile devices.
This big screen just doesn't do it justice on your tiny itty-bitty phone. What? And it's going to be free. Pre-order now.
I didn't get that. Pre-order it now, but it's going to be free. They announced Starfield, and they didn't really show anything other than its
first
title.
New IP in, 20 years?
God knows how long, It's their first new IP. It's a space thing, and I'm excited about that, but I'm also hesitant to really worry too much about it until we get more, because I don't know how far out that is. Just as far, if not further, is Elder Scrolls 6, which, understand, if you're excited about Elder Scrolls 6, if you're excited about getting a title card, I really, really reassess what you're excited for. I don't mean you shouldn't be excited that they're making another one. My thing is, How did you not know that they weren't going to make another one?
Co-workers that were, you know, the guys I work with, the next morning I came in and like, oh my gosh, did you see the Bethesda? I'm like, yes, I did. Like, Elder Scrolls 6? I'm like, yeah, and? Well, but I'm like, what? You didn't know that they were going to do that? Of course they are. Oh, but look at it. I'm like, what? What did it show? A title card. That's it. What's the name of it? Where's it set? When's it coming out? Any information whatsoever. It's Elder Scrolls 6? I'm like, exactly. It's nothing. Big ball of nothing.
You could have told them on Friday before that was even released that, you know, I bet they're working on Elder Scrolls 6. Yeah, and they would have said, yeah, they probably are.
Yeah.
And then you get an announcement and people lose their face over it.
I know. And I don't get that.
And that's perfectly fine. I don't want to say, you know, no fun allowed.
No,
but I just want you to understand
there is no information in there whatsoever.
You're buying into the hype of that. And sometimes that's okay too. But just hold it down a little bit because we are way far away from getting an Elder Scrolls 6.
Yes.
We might get another brief video of this next year, and then another brief video of it next year, or the year after. And then finally, we might actually get a little bit more the year after that. This is way into the future.
Their little video that they did for Skyrim.
Oh, yeah.
The very special edition or whatever.
Which is actually a real thing.
What?
If you have an Alexa device, you can say, Alexa, play Skyrim Very Special Edition, and she'll go through the thing with you.
I thought that was just a joke.
No, it's not. It's actually real.
Son of a...
It's completely real.
I've never played Skyrim.
It's very interesting because she describes where you're at. There is a tavern to your left. There is a tower to your right. What would you like to do? Go to the tavern.
And so it's Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah, very much.
In a way, but... Okay.
Very much.
Oh my...
Yeah, you can answer the phone this time, Matt.
Be happy when you answer it.
You can answer the phone. So we're going to click it. There you go. Oh, okay. That's fine.
Maybe they heard me just... I mean, the big joke is how Skyrim's on everything. And, you know, add a way to take the joke and just, you know, make it into a reality.
Moving on, and it's there. It's just, you know, if you've got a device, go ahead. It's fine.
Why am I upset? Because, like, Multi, I was like, why am I upset? Because it's absurd. I like Skyrim, you know, when it came out.
Yeah, but does that,
7 years ago.
But does
Do we need it constantly remade over and over? Coming from the guy who buys every edition of Star Wars,
As long as people are buying it, yeah, they're going to keep doing it.
I know, but
just like,
I mean,
like you talk about Elder Scrolls 6, yeah. You know it's coming.
Whatever.
I'm just, honestly.
I'm getting into the grumpy old man phase of my life.
I really have to ask you, how does this impact your life?
It doesn't.
Do you have an Alexa device?
I do not have an Alexa device.
It doesn't even affect you at all.
It doesn't. But it's just like.
Let me guess, you know people who has an Alexa.
I have three of them in my house.
See, okay. He has one for all of us.
Yeah.
Okay. We can go to his house and play this?
No.
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 You gotta play it for Matt just to tick him off a little bit?
No.
Okay. So that's not going to bother you anyway.
Let's move on to Ubisoft's press conference because we still got to hit up Sony's and Nintendo's before we're done with the show. We still haven't hit some of the news. But Ubisoft started with Just Dance 2019. Yay, Panda. That's it. Then we got more of Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Looks interesting.
We didn't really get much.
Jade's back.
Yeah, we didn't get a date. But yeah, there was a little thing of Jade. But then we got Trials Rising, which is just more
Trials. I never played a Trials game. Yeah.
I played a Trials game, but I haven't since the first one, which was an Xbox 360, Xbox Arcade,
yeah.
Xbox Live Arcade title, I think.
I think I got it. What is it, Trials Fusion, I think?
There's that one,
I got it on
PS Plus.
PS Plus, yeah. I got that for PS Plus on that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, try to stay on your bike.
That's pretty much all it is. I just never played it.
Yeah. Well, it's there.
It was free. It was free, so we have. Yeah, that's why.
We got Division 2, which says they're going to have free DLC.
Yes, which is good because like they made a good point that, you know, with the Division, it did lock people under the paywall of, you know, did you get the DLC? So you know, so you can't quite enjoy this part of it.
They'll have 8-player raids.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed off some more there. What else did we get? Mario and Rabbids Donkey Kong DLC.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Then Skull and Bones was shown off.
That looks interesting. Looks like, you know, they took the best part of Assassin's Creed Black Flag and ran with it.
Yeah.
They did, but I really wanted them to take also some of the Sea of Thieves parts of it and put it in there too. You know, actually sailing the ship.
Yeah.
Multiplayer sailing the ship type
stuff.
Multi-crew
in a ship.
Yeah, man. That's the best part of, like, Sea of Thieves. But
that's the only part of Sea of Thieves.
But it was surrounded by just junk. What else did we get? A VR game called Transference with, what's his name? Elijah Wood.
Yeah, sure.
Starlink Battle for Atlas, which looks like a Toys to Life type thing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but you can...
Have your little spaceship on your controller, or you could add like Lego
add parts
pieces
to it,
to
and
it,
then it adds it in the game,
changes it in the game, and sure, you know, whatever. Captain Power it, all right.
Star Fox mashup is coming with that,
yeah.
So yeah,
is that when they brought in Miyamoto?
Yes.
So yeah, they had Miyamoto, they had Elijah Wood, they had Gordon Levitt Hewitt.
Yes. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Joe, whatever.
Gordon Lovett Hewitt.
You know.
Joseph Gordon Lovett.
That kid. You know who I was talking about.
I know who you're talking about.
He's still reeling from Bethesda. Don't worry about it.
I know. They showed off For Honor, which was surprising.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that game for a minute.
Yeah, did that game do well enough to get a...
It's getting expanded. I mean, it's not getting it's getting an expansion called Marching Fire.
Yeah, but I mean, couldn't to get an expansion.
I know, right?
What they should have done is, you know, Bushido Blade brought that one back.
They showed off The Crew 2.
Yeah.
And then they showed off Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Yeah.
You know?
That one has me excited. I got burnt out with Assassin's Creed and
Origins
re-sparked.
A lot of people enjoyed Origins.
Just the change of everything, the gameplay mechanics, It re-sparked that, like, oh, yeah, this is why I like this game. So I'm looking forward to Odyssey.
That comes out on October 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't get a...
Just in time for our birthdays.
Yeah, I know. We didn't get a one more thing. Splinter Cell.
Yes, I know. I
didn't get my Splinter Cell. It disappointed me so much.
Did you see that Penny Arcade comic?
Yeah, I did.
That made me laugh.
I saw the Penny Arcade comic it's like, where's my Splinter Cell? There's still time. Maybe Sony will say something about it. And I thought that maybe it could show up somehow in there, but
no. It
never did. So Ubisoft is just not going to go back to... And I thought with the whole Ghost Recon little Sam Fisher stuff they threw in that it would be good, but... That we would get a new Splinter Cell, but nope, we got nothing. Yeah. Anyway, we got to take a break, and when we come back, we'll hit up Sony, we'll hit up Nintendo, and we'll try to hit up some of the stories that happened in and around E3, because there were other things, Fortnite, and what was the other things that were in there? We already had that. The games of the week.
We forgot to mention Hitman 2.
Yeah, because they announced that. Well, we talked about that last week, actually. Because we knew about it the week before.
Yeah.
And so we talked about that last week, just that it's not going to be episodic. It's going to be a full thing.
Full thing, which kind of has me all right. Sure. Yeah. I like the episodic nature of Hitman. As soon as I saw that and I heard that they're coming out with the two, and like if you pre-order it now, you get the sniper assassin, I did that. And so I've been playing the sniper assassin.
Hmm. We'll see how that goes. I think that's coming out
November.
In November, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, so we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll cover, like I said, we'll cover Sony and we'll cover Nintendo. And again, we talked this is music from the current E3 stuff, and we just talked about it. So here's the music from the Assassin's Creed Odyssey trailer that was shown at Ubisoft's press conference. We'll be back with more in-game chat right after this.
This is Muse, right? Yeah.
Welcome back to In-Game Chat. Covering the E3 that just happened, I'm Scott, along with RJ and Matt. This is music from the Anthem E3 trailer.
Sung by Muse.
It's just a remix of whatever that song is.
I like them. I've gotten into them. They're good.
Do you like Anthem?
Yeah. I like the song.
I don't think it has anything, honestly, to do with the actual game itself, other than using it in the trailer.
I just want to see if I can say Muse more times.
So let's jump into Sony's, which was really weird. Because everybody was in like a church thing, and it was strange, and I didn't understand what Sony was doing. It felt like Sony was a little bit too far up their own selves, basically.
A little pretentious.
Little bit on that one.
I did like the guy playing the flute thing. I know that's
the
not...
flute thing.
I know that's not... It's a wood instrument, but it, you know...
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
First off, they showed The Last of Us Part 2.
Yes.
We still don't have a date.
No.
On when this is coming out. But we got to see a lot more gameplay.
Yes.
And it looks like what you would expect Last of Us to look like.
What I want it to be.
I can't really go... I can't really tell you much more than that. If you played Last of Us, you know what you're getting here.
Yeah.
And it looks better than it did before. It looks better than the remastered version. It looks better than the original. So it's the sequel. You're getting more of what you had before, basically. There's still the aspect of, did they nail the story? If they can really beat the story, if they can live up to and match that story from the first one, then that'll be amazing to me.
I would say historically Naughty Dog has a good track record.
They do, and I think that they'll... I think it'll
do
a good
job.
So
I'm not as worried.
Yeah. Ghost of Tsushima?
Yes.
Is the next one that we saw. This one is from Sucker Punch.
Mm-hmm.
Who did Infamous. And so, yeah, you know, looked very Tenchu-ish. But that was dude playing the flute.
That I saw online some people, you know, this one person was complaining about, like, why is there, you know, white guy playing this and blah, blah, blah. And, like, someone's like, yeah, I'm Japanese, and this guy's, like, considered, like, one of the few masters in the world of this
that instrument.
Yeah. So, no, just slow your roll there, buddy.
No, I didn't complain about who is this. Here's what I complained about. Why am I not watching game?
Yes.
This is basically my thing on everything.
That's the, you know, to get your palate.
Why
right
am
now.
I watching Andrew WK? Why am I not watching game? Why am I watching these guys talk about
guy with the banjo?
And why am I not watching game?
The amazing banjo work.
So basically, if you're not watching game, you fail E3. So
why am I not watching game?
Yeah.
Exactly. That was my question on a lot.
Yeah, you're not watching E3 because of performances. We want to hear game information. We want to see game information and nothing else.
Oh, Sony was all like, we want to give them an experience, whatever.
Experience when I play the game. Show me the game.
No date on Ghost of Tsushima anyway.
Tsushima.
It looked good. Yeah. I mean, the story part of it. I was like, okay, that looks interesting.
Then we got whatever Remedy is working on, which I said when I watched this, I was like, this is very Quantum Break-ish, and it turned out to be, oh, that's why. Control.
Yeah.
There is no date. There is no idea what that game is about.
It's just
a game called Control that loves to play with physics. Yeah. Then they showed off, what's it called? Remake 2? Remake 2? Resident Evil 2 Remake? Remaster?
Yeah.
You know, sure.
RE2 with RE7
engine
interface. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll
play
it.
Did you see I've seen some plays, some
gameplay?
Some of the gameplay. The gore in this thing is off the... He shot one of the zombies in the face with a shotgun.
And
he
pieces
still
are missing.
Kept, he still kept coming, but like his skin was all gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the one with the officer he tried to save. And he tried to pull him under the shutter.
Yeah.
And only part of him made it. Yeah. It was like a Private Ryan moment, I guess.
You know what? I'm going to play it. I liked 7 a lot. I enjoyed the original Resident Evil 2.
Yeah.
I'll give it a shot.
Two, I'll pick it up. Yeah, and it looks like it's going to be real punishing, unforgiving in terms of your shots. Because I saw like many shots going in people's, you know, you think, leg, slow him down a little bit, didn't do anything. But like you said, if you took a shotgun to the face and you're still coming at same speed, you're going to have to be real judicious in how you use your stuff.
Yeah, but it's like they took the whole It's like they developed some other, see, they didn't use a lot of buzzwords in the C3, but some kind of skin layer thing, because it's like, okay, you can shoot them in the hand, but they're still going to keep coming after you. You can cut off their hand, and maybe the bone will be sticking out or something. I don't know. It just, the way that they're taking the gore in this.
Yeah, it's going to be graphic. It's going to be very graphic in this game.
It's spectacular.
Yeah.
If I sound giddy, it's just because that's
something different.
Amazing. Yeah. Then we got another trailer for Kingdom Hearts 3, although this one featured, like, it's, I said it was weird for me to see human characters.
Yeah, the Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, and what's his name? The dude who played Legolas.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name. But also
Orlando Bloom,
Jeffrey Rush.
And Jeffrey Rush, yeah. And I'm like, oh, that kind of looks like
it was all
Keira
their
Knightley?
Likenesses and stuff. And I'm like, this is weird. Disney?
In a weird Uncanny Valley kind of way.
Yeah, I don't expect
just
that.
Just slightly off.
From your stuff. That did have a date, but that's not a PlayStation exclusive. The next one we got was Death Stranding.
That, you know.
I
joke about how, like, so this is what doing drugs feels like.
I don't know,
because,
man.
That's my only, you know, would be my guess, because what in the heck is,
I don't know what's going on.
Look, at this point, look, just wait and see.
I know,
if
but.
If you sit here and think about it all day, you're going to hurt yourself, so just
we
wait
still
and see.
Know
why is
very,
Kojima so weird?
We still know very little.
It's part of
his
success, I guess.
We don't know the plot. We don't know why there's a baby in it. We don't know why Lindsay Wagner is in it. We don't know.
We
know very, very little about this game. We still don't have a release date.
Is it just like a walking simulator with
I don't know, man. I don't know.
And it's just weird enough that I'm interested. You know, I'm
probably
like,
that's probably the idea, Matt.
But oh man, it.
Yeah, but don't think about it too much,
but someone,
man.
Someone like at work is like, "Oh, I didn't see it. Explain it to me." And I'm like, "I can't."
Tell me on their own on that one.
I'm like,
means different things to different folks. Come on,
do 3 tubs worth of LSD and design a game. That would be my guess. Yeah. You know, I have no idea.
Yeah, no clue on that one. And the next thing they shut off was a surprise, really. Neo 2.
Yeah, Neo 2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got a Neo 2 announcement.
Mm-hmm.
But that was about it. Just like, hey,
yeah,
here's Neo 2.
We're working on Neo 2.
Yeah.
Move on, next thing. Yep.
What else did we get? People who order Black Ops 4 will get some free maps for Black Ops 3. If you have a PlayStation Plus subscription, you get Black Ops 3 for free.
Right.
Currently. They showed a very short trailer for Destiny 2 Forsaken.
So,
but it was short enough to tell a whole lot.
Do we want to talk about that?
I mean, other than they're killing off Cade 6, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, interesting.
That's and from what we understand, look, he's not going to be completely dead. They'll bring him back.
Cade 7.
Well, I mean, they have, like, how many iterations? I mean, there is there's Banshee 44.
Banshee 44, yeah.
Right. 44.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. That's why he's got memory issues. He's been remade so many times. His memory.
I wonder if they'll get Nathan Fillion for it or someone else.
Who knows? That'll be interesting. But I mean, probably. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But I just don't think it's nice that they're. I say this. It's nice that they're killing him off, mm-hmm. and
something different.
It'll be nice if they can keep him dead for a good while, so that this can actually mean something and last.
That's how I felt about Infinity War.
Okay.
You know, that, all right, I want there to be consequences for actions.
Mm-hmm.
If they just go back and reverse it and Cade's, hey, look, it's new Cade 6 with, you know, whatever, no.
Cade 6.
But in this case, I think deep down, you know it ain't going to stay that way for long. You know there's going to be a Cade 7.
Very likely, but that'll come, hopefully that comes way down the line, and it'll be a nice little, like, yay, it'll be an invigorating thing of, like, hey, he's back, and we can... We're going to go do our thing or whatever, and it'll be a...
So really, it's just a timing thing, really.
I think so.
Yeah.
I really think it is. Then they showed off Spider-Man, which pretty much out of all the big stuff that Sony
that
showed...
That looks really good.
This was the only thing we had a date for, and that's coming out in September. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they showed off Spider-Man. We got a lot more gameplay. We're going to be playing that in a couple of months, and I look forward to doing that. And that was Sony. And then we moved on to Nintendo. This will be very quick. Sony showed off Super Mario Party.
Nintendo did.
Nintendo showed off Super Mario Party. The most interesting thing about Super Mario Party was the fact that they could take two, maybe multiple Switches, I don't know, but at least two Nintendo Switches and configure them like a domino set, and the map would extend into the other Switch.
Mm-hmm.
And so they could actually make maps out of the different Switch screens. And I don't know how many you could have. I don't know how many could connect so that you could make a big map. But I find that fascinating, and I'm excited that they're able to do something like
Everybody
that.
Everybody buys more Switches.
Will I play it on Super Mario Party? Probably not. But yeah. The aspect of, or the potential of what else it could be used in, I'm excited for. Xenoblade Chronicles 2 DLC, Fire Emblem 3 Heroes. These are games I don't really know anything about. Fortnite is out on Switch, and it was available to play for free. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that if we've got time. If not, we'll be saving that for next week.
Yeah.
Hollow Knight was shown off. Then, after that, Splatoon 2. They showed off the Octo expansion, I think, or at least talked about a little bit of it, maybe. But after that, it was all Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Smash, 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 smash. 25 minutes of Super Smash Brothers.
Well, that's,
and that's all they went over.
The big thing, going to get the money.
That was the big thing. They didn't talk about the Yoshi's Yarn, not Yarn, whatever it's called. Yoshi's Story thing. I can't remember what it's called. And then they didn't talk about Metroid Prime 4.
No.
But, you know, Smash.
Yeah.
So that was all your E3 stuff, and we've only got about 10 minutes left to go into anything else.
Chris is on the phone.
I'm going to get to Chris here in just a minute.
Just letting you
know. I just want to hit some of the highlights here. You know what? I want to save that one for next week. There's a couple of stories here that I'll save for next week, I think. In fact, I will. I'm going to save some of these for next week. I'm trying to see. Netflix is working on a Minecraft story mode. Netflix and Telltale are combining to make Minecraft story mode and a Stranger Things game.
Still haven't watched that.
Really?
Yeah.
It was good.
That's what I hear.
The season pass for Call of Duty Black Ops 4 has upset some players because it's all or nothing. In other words, you have to buy the full DLC packs as one. You cannot buy them separately. Which is just going to separate the community, just like it does anything else, because you can't play on other maps if somebody in your party doesn't have them, that sort of thing. It's
So it'd be basically forcing the issue. Yeah.
There's going to be no more extra content for the Friday the 13th game.
No.
Yeah.
Because of a lawsuit.
The original writer of the series is suing them.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that's been released up till now is all legit, and it's fine. But they can't risk taking any more. They can't risk making any more, releasing any more content for the game without falling into this lawsuit and having to pull it. So they're just going to focus on
too risky. Yes,
fixing the game, fixing bugs, keeping it going. But they can't release any more content for that game. It's such a shame because that game had a lot of things going for it.
Yeah.
And I think I'll save the Fortnite thing as well for next week. So.
Nice.
Let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris.
What's going on?
Just finishing up our talk about E3, barely getting it in under the wire. Did you enjoy E3?
Yeah, somewhat, but I was going to call in earlier, but, you know, when Matt was going on about, you know, the caller I had earlier, that was me. But anyway, I'll just leave y'all with these parting words. Alexa, open Skyrim. They trolled us, didn't they?
Do you have an Alexa device?
No, you can get it on an app on your phone as well, and I tried it out just to see, and, like, holy... those evil little bastards, they actually did it.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
You can play it. I didn't know you could play it on your phone.
Yeah, you can download the Alexa app or play it in the Amazon app, you know, and use her as a function and do it that way as well.
So. Yeah, I knew I could do it on the devices, the actual, like the Echo Show, and the Echo Dot. And so I knew you could do it on those, but I didn't know you could do it on your phone. So.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, just for a few minutes, well, yeah, what the heck I experienced. No, who cares?
Basically.
Yeah, I had showed it to the guys that work at the Retro Game Planet in Prattville, and Tim, my good friend, he had saw the commercial, but he didn't realize the truth about it as well. And I told him about it, and he said, "Are you serious?" "Yeah, I'm not kidding. I got proof."
Yeah, no, you can totally play it. So,
And then Johnny, he was a spoiled little brat. He said, "I don't believe you. Even if you got proof, I'm not going to believe the word you say, Chris."
Okay. That guy sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. So he got his little shining moment this afternoon on your show. So y'all have a good afternoon. We'll see y'all later.
All right, man.
Take care now.
Bye.
Yeah, we got to go. As far as like E3 stuff, I was disappointed in it only for the fact that we didn't get a lot of dates.
No.
You know, I would love to know when some of these things are coming out that look so interesting.
But is it really surprising, though, that you didn't get a lot of dates? Like I said, they got to have a little wiggle room because you're getting initial pushback or whatever.
Yeah, but not even like wiggle room. They didn't really say anything.
Wiggle room would have been like, comes out in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't even get those. On a lot of these games, we did not even get 2019.
Yeah.
We got nothing. We just got some gameplay and then moved on to the next game.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is not really surprising to me, but
yeah.
That is what it is.
I would have really have liked to have had some more dates, some kind of idea of when to expect these things. Otherwise, it's just like, okay, thank you for showing this off, even though I have no chance of playing it anytime soon. I remember when we used to get E3s that were like, hey, this game's coming in the fall, or this game is coming next year. We didn't get a lot of those. I mean, we did get a lot of February announcements, but I don't think those are going to hold. I think they're going to move, which I still think we'll get those in the year 2019, but I think they're going to move around a bit.
Didn't they push Ace Combat 7?
Yeah. Yeah, they showed a trailer for that, but they also pushed that one. So I agree with Motal. I think last year's E3 was better, but I don't know. Before we go, we got sent this book. It's a history of video games and 64 objects from Day Street, which is, what is that, HarperCollins.
I was going to say, that's just down the road.
No, DEA. D-E-Y. I'm sorry, D-E-Y Street books. It is, it's basically from the Strong, what is it, the Strong Museum? Where is it at? The Strong National Museum of Play. Mm-hmm. Where they have the World Video Game Hall of Fame.
Yep.
The best one in here, Myst is in here, of course.
Yeah.
But is the one that you found, Matt.
The Nightmare one?
The Pac-Man one.
The over-imaginative Pac-Man.
It's a Halloween outfit that I remember back in the day. That oh, jeez.
This thing right here.
I put it in my camera. We'll get a close one.
Yeah, see what you can do.
Oh, man, yeah. That's just nightmare fuel.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's
something I would...
If I saw that, like, if I opened up the door and kids said trick-or-treat with that, I would...
I'd expect the Purge.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, is it Purge night?
Oh, you might get shot.
Oh, God.
You might get shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would expect from that, so yeah. Anyway, that is going to do it for us. Another E3 in the books. I've got a lot of news that we didn't touch on that I want to hit next week, so I'm going to put it in next week's little news bit, and maybe we can get to it. I think next week will be kind of a down week as far as news compared to what we got this week. But thanks, everybody, for joining us in the chat room, everybody listening on the stream and on the radio. Thanks to everybody who joins us each week or grabs us each week from iTunes, how they listen to the show afterwards. We appreciate that. Go to ingamechat.net and join us on Twitter, Facebook. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can subscribe to our Twitch channel that you're watching right now. If you're on Steam, join our Steam group. We've got Discord. We're on PlayStation 4. We're on Xbox One. We're all over the place. You can play games with us and other listeners. Thanks, everybody, so much. And thank you for listening. Have a great week. We will see you next Saturday. I leave you here with music from Super Smash Bros. Ultimate that was shown off at the Nintendo press conference. Have a good one.